灼熱の太陽に向かって走る白いワゴンはラフェパラダイス行き味わびたこの日だけはハイヒール脱ぎ捨ててはしゃぎまくろう境界線で孤独が僕に話しかけるI'm not afraid to die.
it's Godzilla!
It looks like Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Then we should run like it is Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
Now that's how you start a show. This is, of course, the Radio St. Pete exclusive Saki Bamagogo, show 59. My name's Mao, and I kicked the show off right off the bat with Anarchy Stone. I played Cherry Sky, Ocean Pacific Peach, and Ring. Good, good stuff. Got a new band this week. Finally, got some new tunes to play. They sent two songs, I think, I'm going to say as a teaser, because I reached back out and said, hey, love them. How about you give us some more? So I will have them coming up next. Trying to think what's been going on out there in the world. We got some new Switch gate. Or lots of new Switch news, I mean, is from Nintendo. So first of all, Reggie in Nintendo USA has stepped down, and Bowser has taken over. That's right. Arch nemesis Bowser is now running Nintendo. That joke writes itself. So, yes, can't wait for that. Reggie's out April 15th on tax day, and then Bowser is going to start the new realm of Nintendo America. Hopefully it's good stuff. Lots of rumors with Nintendo this week. They said that they're going to have a Mario Maker 2 coming out for the Switch, which is awesome. I have Mario Maker for the Wii U and the DS, and now the Switch is going to be incredible. I also heard they're going to have slides in this one, which is just great because that was one thing they were missing. Most people didn't have a Wii U. If you don't, go out on the Twitch and just watch some of the Mario Maker stuff out there. You'll be amazed. So then the other thing that the Switch is now going to be, they're going to do some cross-platform stuff with Xbox. All I know is I sure hope we get Cuphead because, boy, I would love to have Cuphead on the Switch. I think everyone else would too. Okay, enough of the talk. Let's go to this new band I was teasing a little bit. They're called Red Dogs. I'll read their official email. Red Dogs is a Japanese all-girl hard rock punk band from Osaka, Japan. One of my favorite places in the entire universe. Osaka is incredible. The band have released 3 CDs since forming in 2012. I'm trying to get all 3 of them, but I don't think it's going to happen. Firstly, Tricky Triangle, which is now completely sold out. Their second CD called Break Out Your Radio, and their new CD called Howling Red Invasion, with Haruka on vocals and bass, Kazumi on drums, and Satoko vocals and guitar. These 3 women command the stage with electric presence. Their pop culture dress at a creative clash with their songs have shaken up rock, slicing the ears of almost haunting vocal harmonies. That's what I specialize in. I love these bands that scream and pull you through the speaker and slap you around a little bit, make you remember you're alive still. So I'm going to drop in. I got 2 tracks from their last album, The Howling and Breakout. Check them out. I think you're going to love them. I know I loved them. Let's give them some support, Saki Bamagogo style.
Hey, Napoleon, what'd you do all last summer again?
I told you, I spent it with my uncle in Alaska, hunting wolverines.
Did you shoot any?
Yes, like 50 of them. They kept trying to attack my cousins. What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
What kind of gun did you use?
A freaking 12-gauge, what do you think?
始めたばかりの君を思う。これっぽっちもなすことをしない、気まぐれなハニケン、いろいろ見え隠れし始めた。
Milton. Hi. Could you turn that down just a little bit?
Well, I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why
okay.
I should have to turn down the radio because
yeah, all right, okay.
I enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
From 9 to 11.
Milton.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about. Man, we need more of that. We need more of that here. Hopefully I will secure one or all of their musical CDs or whatever I got to do. I'll figure it out somehow. You know how I do it. I keep shaking trees till stuff falls. That was the Red Dogs. I played, what did I say? I played, oh my God, Red Dogs and Break Out Your Radio, Large Hill from Break Out Your Radio and Red Dogs off the Red Dogs CD. I'll stop saying Red Dogs now, but please make sure you go check them out online. Let them know you love them. I will say if you go search them online, there's also some, you're going to have to write, type like Red Dog Japan, Japanese rock, something like that. Because if you just do the other one, it doesn't work. It pulls up some crazy band from the 60s. So I played Red Dogs, taken from the Howling CD, and Large Hill, taken from Break Out Your Radio. That is just great. So thank you, manager. Thank you, Tony, the manager, and we look forward to playing them early and often. I'll try to make sure I'm not playing the same two songs because that would get a little bit old, wouldn't it? Hey, look at that. I did find them online. There's a Bandcamp. Everything's on Bandcamp. It says I can buy the digital album for 500 yen, $5, or buy the compact disc. I don't know. I'm pretty poor. I'll see if they send them my way first, and then if not, I'll have to support. I always like to support these bands, though. I don't know. It's the right thing to do. They're giving us their music, letting us play, shaking us up, keeping us going. So yeah. I also, there was this video game place down here that's closing. They weren't closing. They were just combining all their stock with another store in like one big warehouse kind of thing. So they were doing this 25% off, and I went and spent too much money. And then whoopsie doodle, a week and a half later, they sent an email 50% off, and I was like, well, great. Now I'm going to spend more money. So I went down and got a whole bunch of crap I didn't need. God, I should sell all my video games, all my video game systems, all my video game stuff. I probably could buy like a house. I have like 600 video games. I have like 8 consoles. It's just like, wow. And I have a Google Sheets on my phone, so I don't double buy. And sometimes I still double buy, and I'm like, wow, I got a problem. That's a problem, really. That's money that could be going towards other things like pinball machines or cars or something, or savings. I guess savings is a good thing to have, right? Woof. Here's music. That's another good thing to have. Let's do some good old-fashioned... Should I do Lolita number 19 or number 18? Number 19. I'm adding a year. They're getting older. Let's do that. Here's some Lolita number 18.
Stay back. I got a chainsaw. Uh-oh.
Yeah. weight ratios. A 5-ounce bird could not carry a 1-pound coconut.
Nice. I would tell you it was off of their Best of Lolita number 18 CD. I'd tell you what I played, but it's all in Japanese, and I can't read it. Sorry, everyone. I should put it in Google Translate. It would be like, I don't know what it says. Google would just say, I don't know what it says either. Yeah, but I got to tell you, you know, my brain is I'm already on vacation. I have one day off from work on the March 8th. I took a Friday off, and I'm going down into the Delray, Florida. That's like down and over. I guess it's like a little bit above, like Fort Lauderdale and Miami and stuff like that. And I'm going there because there's a pinball museum there. Silver Ball Museum. I just can't wait. I'm going to go down there super early. Right when they open up, I'm going to be there and just playing pinball machines all day. And I learned my lesson because I went to, there's a pinball museum up in Palm Harbor. It's a place with the sponge docks. Dunedin? Yeah, I think it's Dunedin. It's up there, and I learned my lesson. I went on a weekend, and boy, oh boy, that was a mistake. There was too many kids and no room. We couldn't even do anything. So the trick is, if you take off from work, you go there during the week. At least you can do that, like, during the day. There won't be any kids running around. There'll be people there, but, I mean, you know, there's a lot less. It's more manageable. So my brain has just been dreaming all. I was going to go to the Amelia Island Concourse. I took off, and then when I learned more about that whole event, I'm like, well, you can't do... It's only Sunday that they have this. You can go, like, walk around and stuff. And I was like, well, that's no fun. That's too far. I'm not doing that. So, since I had the day off anyway, rerouted, and I'm much happier now anyway because I just am much happier. They have some really cool games there. I will give you a full update on how awesome Silver Ball Museum is come probably not next week. It'll probably be the week after. I'll be able to give you the full update. I was going to say something cool like tweet the deets or whatever. I don't know what they say though. I'm not doing that. That's dumb. Here's 5678s. They're not dumb. They're awesome.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
Come on, Bob with a clap! I'm gonna dance with you, baby! Come on, Bob! Podgers. We don't need no stinking Podgers. Oh, no.
Yes, that was the 5678s off of their Bomb the Twist album. I played Bomb the Twist, Three Cool Chicks, Woohoo, and Dream Boy. Those are some of my... That CD, you know, the Bomb the Twist CD is just a classic. There's so many great ones, but boy, I love that one the most. Make sure you go to check out, like I say every week, go to Time Bomb Records. Check them out. They have the English version of their site. Super easy to order some really cool stuff from Japan, and the shipping's not too bad. Honest, trust me, you know, you will be the coolest cat in the hood if you are rolling up with all your Time Bomb stuff, because they have some really unique, really cool, angry, aggressive, punk gal stuff that we love so much. Also, make sure you check out, I have another show on here. If you just tune in for Sake Bomb Agogo, well, you're only getting half of the fun, because right before this one, I do one called The Indie Circuit. It's a lot less of the Japanese punk and stuff, but it's more of other stuff and more of me talking. And frankly, we all need more of that, right? Just say yes. My ego needs to be stroked. That's not true. It's okay. And then also, you can go to slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com. That's going to be the site for B-movie reviews. Although that one's kind of seems like it's a little bit running out of steam. I'm not sure how long that's going to go. Might go longer, might not. That one's on the fence a little bit. It's had a good run. It started in 2011. We have time for one more band. Let's go ahead and hit it hard. We'll be right back.
I arrive in America's airport with clothing, US dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
Steal now! Minnie me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
What? I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about it, Owen?
How about a what?
How about it, Owen?
What are you...
How about it, Owen?
I don't even...
How about it, Owen?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
What was that? We all know what that was. That was Red Bacteria Vacuum. I played horror, samba, power, and love music. Good stuff. Every time I play them, I'm always like, man, I wonder how much other stuff they have out there. I really fall down on the going out and finding new music from the bands that already sent me their music. I kind of wish they would just send them to me automatically because I'm lazy. It's a sad thing. It's bad to be that way, but what can I tell you? I'm also juggling other shows and other stuff, as I've alluded to. Doesn't matter. That's all that we have for tonight. Make sure you check out all these bands online. Let them know that you heard them here on Sake Bama Go Go, and they'll be like, I don't know what that is. And I'll be like, well, remember some guy wrote you like 8 years ago and you said sure, and that was it? Like, I remember asked for it. They sent back a thumbs up. Legal and binding. Using your music. Okay. So, whatever. That's it for tonight. Thanks for listening, everyone. I will hope to see you next week with more shenanigans and awesome music and all the fun. See you next week, everyone.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?